Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, check this out. Elon Musk and his Doge teens targeted a man who worked for U.S. intelligence agencies, leading directly to that man's family being tortured, all because Elon Musk made a Twitter post to his hundreds of millions of followers. Words can barely describe how disgusted I was when I read this story early this morning. So I want to break it down for you all from start to finish so you can understand the overall gravity of the situation, because not only was Elon Musk's Doge an abysmal failure at the highest level, like they set out super ambitious goals of saving $2 trillion a year in spending, they were going to somehow erase the yearly deficit or level it out so that the debt would no longer grow, and it was an abysmal failure. They didn't even get 1% of their goal. But even beyond that, like, high-level failure, there was also a deeper layer of evil going on with the sociopathic Patrick Bateman-ass teenagers walking around using government data to ruin people's lives. I mean, remember that dude who, he was 80 years old, and Social Security sent him a letter saying that he had somehow died 3 weeks ago, and he was like, what? I'm still alive. And it was because Doge had just deleted him from the system. That happened to multiple people. These kids are insane. And this reads, on the left, Nate Kavanaugh, a 28-year-old Doge staffer and college dropout. On the right, Mohammad Halimi, a 53-year-old exiled Afghan scholar. This is the story of how Doge targeted Halimi on social media. Then the Taliban took his family. We've been sounding the alarm on this channel for literally a year that when Elon Musk is posting relentless disinformation to hundreds of millions of people over and over and over, just carpet bombing everyone's feed with lies, there's a lot of negative effects, not only at home, but abroad, what people believe. Trust of science in other countries. I think it's important to lay the groundwork by just illustrating how much of a failure Doge was. Listen to this. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency originally promised to save $2 trillion in quote-unquote waste. That target quickly dropped to $1 trillion after Trump won. Then in April, Musk started saying maybe we'll be saving around $150 billion, making it clear to all but his most diehard supporters that Doge was failing on its own terms, even going by its own dubious estimates of its progress. Now, it's looking like those savings are even more pitiful. A new investigation by Politico found that of the $52 billion that Doge claims it saved, the actual savings were closer to $1.4 billion, which is barely 2% of what it's boasting to the public. So they ruined lives. We'll likely have more diseases spreading across the globe due to the shuttering of USAID and other programs, all for what? Like, barely any money saved whatsoever. For someone who's a quote-unquote businessman, Elon Musk sure doesn't understand return on investment. When the United States is investing in programs like USAID, we don't yield an immediate return on it, but long-term, with disease prevention and the soft power we gain in other countries, that $58 billion that we spend is worth trillions. It's worth so much money, but Elon Musk does not understand that. Let's read this story. So it starts with a viral Elon Musk post. Elon Musk made this post and it's still up. When I was doing the research, I realized this post is still up. It reads Doge. On March 31st, it says Doge. The Doge team fought for days to gain access to the United States Institute of Peace. Eventually, with the help from the FBI and Metro Police, Doge was able to access the agency and discovered massive fraud, waste, and abuse, including payments to the Taliban and Iraq. Okay, that is a lie. We have intelligence assets in other countries. The United States Institute of Peace funded Taliban and Iraqi leaders, is what it claims. And Elon Musk says, any government institution is most likely to be the opposite of its name, basically referencing 1984. But in this post that was seen by 20 million people, and here lies the problem. I'm highlighting it on screen. This was seen by 20 million people. We are fighting such an uphill battle when Elon Musk can post 99 times a day, and each post gets like 10 to 20 million views. Now, Elon Musk is not as hot on Twitter now as a few months ago when he was in the administration, but the point still stands that right-wingers just carpet-bomb the ecosystem with lies, lies, lies. That's part of the reason that we put out so much content, because we have to stay on top of it with truth and make sure we're rebutting Caroline Leavitt, then Elon Musk, then Donald Trump, then all of these right-wing lies. If you appreciate the work we do, by the way, make sure you subscribe, drop a like on the Adam Mockler channel. It's been a long week. I'm finally back in the studio. We did CNN on Wednesday, and then on Thursday, I did this Nashville event where I debated a crowd of Trump supporters. You guys are going to love it. It takes a few weeks to come out, but comment bar fight. That's what it's called. So comment bar fight if you're ready for that. And then we did a rally with Representative Maxwell Frost and Elizabeth Warren. It's the last video on my channel. So it's been a long week, finally back in Chicago. But back to this story, Elon Musk is just carpet bombing everything with lie after lie after lie. And the problem is they wrongfully name Mohammad Halimi as Afghan's former chief protocol. And here's where it gets even worse. Halimi initially wonders if Musk's accusation is an April Fool's joke. After all, the decades of work he had done consulting for U.S. diplomats wasn't in service of the Taliban. It was the opposite. Little did he know, the nightmare was just beginning. First came the flurry of threatening messages. A week later, the realization of his worst fears. Taliban agents blindfolded his relatives and held them for several days in a remote prison, where they were repeatedly beaten and questioned about Halimi's work. Halimi tried his best not to show his panic. He turned to his bosses in Washington to ask for help in clearing his name. But everyone he knew was gone, because Trump was firing everyone en masse. Doge had axed them all. Now, the U.S. Institute of Peace was firmly in the hands of someone he had never heard of. Kavanaugh, a 28-year-old Doge dude who had been installed as interim president. Halimi and his family were on their own. Maybe, they hoped, this would all blow over if they stayed in quiet and laid low. That's when Kavanaugh, Musk, and other Doge members made an appearance on Fox News. We'll play it in just 1 second, but one by one, each of the Doge members one-upped each other with outrageous, often inaccurate examples of government waste. With each story, host Jesse Waters egged them on, raising his eyebrows in disbelief, and every so often, the team would just burst into laughter. Jesus Christ, get some mature people in here. Then came Kavanaugh's turn. The United States Institute of Peace, he told the assembled men, was making payments to a contractor associated with the Taliban.
What was the money going to the Taliban for?
So it was a contractor. They received $130,000 for generic services. And to Elon's point, there was not actually a clear description of what the contractor services were for.
But was it for opium?
Unclear.
Or weapons?
Nothing.
Or nothing.
or abroad.
We have to win back power from these evil folks. Kavanaugh called the U.S. Institute of Peace the least peaceful agency we work with. He told Waters he'd uncovered documents showing USIP was making payments to a contractor associated with the Taliban. But, documents obtained by ProPublica show that 4 weeks earlier, Kavanaugh had received detailed records from USIP that outlined Halimi's work, and those records showed he was not working for the Taliban. He was working for the United States, which means this was intentional. This was an intentional smearing that ruined Halimi's life. Records, including invoices, project descriptions, and dates and times showing what Halimi was supposed to be doing on specific days. Kavanaugh did not respond to questions about his access to these records or how they appeared to conflict with his statements on Fox News. But Kavanaugh defended cuts at the agency as needed and aligning with President Trump's agenda. Quote, Doge was completely indifferent to the effect their actions had on human beings, said Barnett Rubin, an Afghanistan expert who had served as senior advisor for the United Nations. Absolutely despicable. And can I point one more thing out? As this is all going on, Elon Musk is currently getting sued. He's facing a lawsuit claiming he ran an illegal $1 million election lottery. Now, I do want to make this very crystal clear. I do not think the 2024 election was stolen. There is no proof the 2024 election was stolen. No Democratic leader like Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, Barack Obama, none of these people have said that because there is no evidence. There is this really fringe organization ran by like the Mike Lindell of the left. Remember, people on the right think Mike Lindell is super credible. But on the left, we have our own Mike Lindells who try to stir up conspiracy theories. There's a reason why no Democratic leader would ever say, oh, the election was stolen, because it's irresponsible. You'll only find that on the depths of YouTube. But the point is, the real argument that you can make is not that Starlink hacked into machines or votes were changed. It's that Elon Musk leveraged social media, he leveraged his vast amounts of wealth, and he leveraged all of the resources at his disposal to basically try to buy the election. I mean, he actually does have a lot of money. This is a very real thing that he did. He bought X and he turned it into a propaganda machine. Who cares what Election Truth Alliance claims about the dumb voting machines? None of that is true. I have read through the report, and even the report itself says the fraud wouldn't have determined the outcome of the election. And the report's on some like janky website. Don't believe that stuff. But this reads, Elon Musk must face lawsuit claiming he ran illegal $1 million election lottery. He did try to buy votes. Elon Musk did try to leverage his wealth. Elon Musk will face a lawsuit that accuses him of defrauding voters and signing a petition to support the U.S. Constitution in exchange for a $1 million a day giveaway. Here's a perfect example. This 30-second clip shows what happened here. This is one of the videos from Elon Musk's $1 million lottery winners that was quickly taken down and re-edited to omit that they were paid to vote. It's going to show you the original, then it's going to play the one after, and you'll notice they take out anything to do with voting.
My name is Ekaterina Diesler. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I did exactly what Elon Musk told everyone to do. Sign a petition, refer friends and family, vote, and now I have $1 million. My name is Ekaterina Diesler. I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I did exactly what Elon Musk told everyone to do. Sign a petition, refer friends and family, and now I have $1 million.
Congratulations.
By the way, a lot of these people were pre-selected. None of this was actually real. It was all just theater to get people to turn out in red districts. Either way, this is despicable. The fact that Elon Musk is able to leverage his vast amounts of money to buy X and then leverage X to ruin people's lives, and no one is holding him accountable because he is rich as hell. Every day we're going to continue to spread the truth on this channel. I appreciate you all. Let's continue to kill the debates, the onstage speeches. We're going to do more cities to come soon. So just stay tuned. Make sure you have notifications on, and yeah, be ready for some really good content. I love you all, and peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.